something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ari. I'm your host for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. I'm going to be joined in just a few moments by two of our really bad advice givers, but before we get to that, we just need to get something out of the way. So, none of us are professional advice givers. We get our questions, though, from listeners, from eavesdropping on other people's conversations that we hear in restaurants, people talking on their phones, any of that type of stuff, or just things that make us wonder. But as I said, we are not professional advice givers. If you take any of the advice that we give and use it and things go bad, that's entirely on you. All right. So now that we have that out of the way, let's go ahead and introduce you to our guest for this episode. Hello, Dean.
Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Hi there. Hi.
Perfect. So, gentlemen, here is the question of the day. I have really bad luck. What can I do to improve that? Dean, we'll start with you.
Do you have really bad luck? Did the light change just as you got there and now you have to wait for a few minutes? Is that what happened? Is that what bad luck means?
I have no idea.
Are you living in the first world? Are you among the richest 99% of people who have ever existed on the planet? Are you listening to our voices through signals that came from satellites? You're the most fortunate person that's ever lived. So shut up and change your perspective. That's what you can do to improve your bad luck. Stop thinking that everything's about you. Start thinking about other people. That'll improve your luck, you whiny son of a bitch.
Well, all right. Well, we know where Dean's coming down on this one. Matt, what's your advice?
Well, I take that very personally. That felt like a personal attack against me, because Dean knows full well that everything is about me, and I am a very whiny human being. I think that's a really wise perspective shift to realize most likely how fortunate you are. But let's say that you are having a bad day. Let's say that things aren't quite going your way. Now, I'm not a luck expert, but I'm assuming that it has to do with a day-to-day basis sort of a thing, okay? So you're having a bad day. That's what people say. So I figure, end the day. If something's going wrong, end the day. Go to sleep. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I tripped, stubbed my toe. Three things. Boss yelled at me. What? Number three, done. Good night, everybody. And you literally go to sleep. It doesn't have to be long. 30 minutes. I don't care. I'm not your doctor. Then you wake up. You have a shower, you eat breakfast again, and you start anew, all right? And here's the thing. If you have to have 6 or 7 days in one day, so be it. That's what it takes sometimes in order to really, like, push yourself. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Matt, I'm on a bus. I'm busy. I can't fall asleep right now to start a new day. You don't even need to. Guys, check this out. Check it out. So, you know, on Netflix, they have those things where when your kids celebrate New Year's Eve, they do those like pre-recorded countdowns. Okay. So pull one of those up. You listen to the Paw Patrol. Go 10, 9, 8, Happy New Year. Not only is it a new day, it's a new flipping year, ladies and gentlemen. All right? You get to start so fresh. This year's going to be different. I'm going to be a changed person. And you just, now you go about your day. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's a new year for you.
I like that.
So yeah. Do I. I mean, I'm worried if it's the bus driver who's having the bad day. But other than that.
Any day where you get 20 breakfasts is a lucky day.
You know, for me, gentlemen, I think it's about, you know, hedging your bets. And so if I traditionally have bad luck on anything that I would bet on, whether it's financially or whatever else, I'm going to bet against myself. Okay? Because I know the way I want to go is going to be bad. But I'm going to tell my friends to bet on me. Because that way, when karma figures out that I'm trying to bet against myself to win, karma will actually let me win. So then my friends will have good luck. And by extension, I have a better day because I have then manipulated karma into giving me good luck.
So you're pulling a short? Is that what it's called in the financial? On yourself? You're shorting yourself?
I guess that's what I'm doing.
Did you just short yourself on a podcast?
I did. Harry's absolutely
nickname
did.
Is the Big Short.
Yeah. And you know what? I just shorted my show.
Yeah.
That's a horrible steal from an old Target commercial. No, I just think if you just look at it that way, you turn your bad luck into good luck, and your good luck becomes bad luck, and then there's that karmic balance where Dean realizes that we all do care,
and
except
I think
for the guy driving the bus.
Yeah, I think it goes back to what Dean was saying, too. I think what you're saying, Ari, is a perspective shift. You're saying, yeah, I have bad luck, but maybe if I'm okay with that, if I change my perspective, if I can figure out a way to make people benefit from my bad luck, then it's not bad luck. Then, in fact, it is good luck.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's some mental gymnastics there that are going to take a minute to sort of, you know, score out. But
don't
yeah.
replay it. Don't listen back to it. Just trust that it made total sense.
I always do, because you guys are experts. And that's exactly why we brought you on the show. Yeah. Dean, Matt, any last thoughts to each other or to the whole idea?
The only thing that comes to my, I'm a big fan of MMA, and I'm always fascinated when the two fighters at the beginning of the fight will like shake hands, and one might say good luck. That's the last thing you want your opponent to have is good luck. Like they lost their balance and their heel caught you in the chin and knocked you out, and they weren't even trying.
They beat you Mr. Magoo style?
Yeah. They're like, well, I did wish him good luck, so I guess it was my fault.
You can have that thing then. What you should do in an MMA fight is, in order for your opponent to shake your hand, they have to walk under a ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come over here. Come over here. First of all, pet my cat. Get under this ladder. Do you mind opening this umbrella for a quick selfie?
Absolutely. You know what?
I think what we're getting at is we can make everybody else's luck worse.
That's, again, perspective.
Yeah.
If they're,
yeah. How I bad feel is luckier your luck? Compared to these losers.
So what we're really saying is ruin everyone's life
there
around
you. If you can
make
other people unhappier.
Yeah. Then you're happier.
It makes you happier by comparison. And also deep inside. If you're that kind of person.
So the theme of this episode is definitely
a monster.
Yeah, I think our episode theme is let's just lower the bar so far that you can't even crawl under it, and we all succeed.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. Beautiful. I love the way you said that.
That's a beautiful thought. Okay, Shakespearean in all of its nature. Dean, Matt, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you.
And Andrew, who's our technical producer in the background, who makes us all sound really good. Thank you so much, Andrew. On behalf of all of us here at the Really Bad Advice Podcast, thank you for listening. If you want to submit a question, you can go to our website, reallybadadvice.ca. You can type us a question. You can even record a question, and we can use it on air. I've been your host, Ari, and this is another edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.